Blog Talk Radio.
Happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. To me, this world is a wonderful place. I'm the luckiest human in the human race. I've got no silver and I've got no gold, but I've got happiness in my soul. Happiness to me is an ocean tide, a sunset fading on a mountainside, a big old heaven full of stars above, when I'm in the arms of the one I love. Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. Happiness is a field of grain, turning its face to the falling rain. I see it in the sunshine, breathe it in the air. Happiness, happiness everywhere. A wise old man told me one time, happiness is a frame of mind. When you go to measuring a man's success, don't count money, count happiness. Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. I got more than my share of happiness.
Wow, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome. It's 9:30, literally just gone here in the UK. My name's John, and this is Raising the Vibration, and we do it with love. Welcome, everybody. Like I say, Sunday night is one of it. It's an Easter weekend as well, very religious weekend. But we don't really talk about religion on this show. It's all about spiritual stuff and helping people, and we do it with love. Yes, my name's John Sabin. You can get me on all the W's, spiritualmedium.org.uk. Email John, J-O-N, at spiritualmedium.org.uk. You can get me on Facebook as well, LinkedIn and Twitter. So welcome. I hope you're having a lovely weekend. The weather's not too bad here in the UK. We've had a little bit of sunshine. It's been really been quite pleasant. A couple of showers of rain today, and I had we've had quite a busy weekend this weekend. Really, it's been really nice seeing a few people that we haven't seen for a while. One of my friends got married on Friday, so we were up in Lincoln for the evening and the afternoon, and that was really nice. And what a cathedral they've got up there as well. Wow, it's absolutely awesome. So if you've got anybody in the UK that's listening and you haven't been up to Lincoln Cathedral, get yourself up there. It's it really is pretty cool. We didn't get a chance to go in the castle though, which we may go up there and have another look around at some point. So yeah, so that was a wonderful night. So congratulations to Darren and Kelly on their wedding day, which was on Friday. And then we rushed back on Saturday for my brother, my younger brother's birthday. He was, in fact, he's 40 on Tuesday. So we did a party for him last night. And as you can imagine, on his 40th birthday, his mates got him pretty drunk before he even got to the party. But it all went well anyway. It all went swimming well. So and then today, it's just a little bit of a chill-out day today. I spent the afternoon, I should say, round at our friend Verity's, and had a little buffet around there, nice little tea and a chill out, and then back here and get ready for the show this evening. So Sunday nights, for those that were listening on Wednesday, we had Sean Hodder in on Wednesday, who is just starting out on his mediumship and stuff. So we were getting some of his experiences, and like I say, every week we're going to get somebody in on a Wednesday to tell us about somebody different as well. Try and keep it as different as we can each week. There'll be some of my medium friends, angel healers, all different kinds of people, energy healers, energy workers, you know, all different kinds of mediums that work in different ways. So we're going to get a few special guests in on Wednesday to come in and give us their experiences and what it's all about for them and how they work, and you know, answer questions and maybe some readings if possible. So this week Still haven't. I've been so busy over the weekend. I haven't managed to sort anything out yet. So I'm hoping, fingers crossed, we may be able to get either Lorraine Dolan or John Cherry. But I shall let you know, and that will be scheduled in for the show on Wednesday night, about half past nine, quarter to ten. But yeah, that will be scheduled and put out over the internet. So yeah, looking forward to that one. That will be really cool. And like I say, we're going to have somebody different every week. Now, we do have some people in the some calls already, so we're going to try and get onto the call lines in a moment. Sunday nights, we're going to keep it just as it is, because I sat here earlier on and I was thinking, what can we do? What can we do to make it different stuff? But Spirit was saying to me, well, don't, you know, it's working fine as it is. And, you know, there's, I literally pulled a card on it as well for myself. And, you know, the hidden blessings are there. So it seems to be working as it is. So, you know, don't fix anything that's not broken, you know. So we're going to leave it as it is for a Sunday with advice, information, and helping people on the phone lines as well. You know, if anybody's got any subjects that they want to talk about, you know, if you want to come in on the chat room, throw some stuff in there. If you want to call in, please feel free to call in. If you're in Europe, there is a Skype button on the Blog Talk Radio page, on my page, that you can Skype call in. Or the guest call-in number is 646-564-9523. We'd love to hear from you. Sorry, there was 23 on the end of that. I was looking at a different number then. So yeah, we're going to go straight to the lines in just a moment, because we do have a few people that are waiting there. So good evening and welcome to them, and those that are in the chat room this evening, Deep Blue Sea and Guest 476, welcome. I hope you're having a wonderful weekend. So yes, it's raising the vibration. We like to do it with love, and help people out. So let's go straight to the phone lines, because that's what it seems to be all about this evening. Let's see who's on our first caller. Hello there. Good evening.
Hello. Thank you for Hello. Taking my call.
That's all right. What's your name?
My name is Mindy.
Mindy. Hi, Mindy. Whereabouts are you from?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. Oh, Los Angeles. It's the same as everywhere, really, in America. I've seen and it looks like a really cool place as well. It does look really cool.
Yes.
So how's things with you?
Things are going okay. Just recently moved, and I'm trying to move forward, and lots of different things happening for me.
Okay. All right. Is there anything particular that you want to ask, or just you looking for something in general?
I would love to hear. I'm so open to the process. Whatever I need to hear, I'm so open to hear. I'm
okay.
Thankful to be able to hear anything, actually.
Bless you. Okay, so we'll see who's going to come through. I haven't really got anybody coming through at the moment. We'll find out what they're doing. So I do have an angel that's with me tonight. We do have the cards, as usual, because we like to work with the angel cards, and we love to hear what they've got to say. Okay. They are talking about changes and things that are coming around you. I know you've just moved, haven't you?
That's correct.
Okay. Because I was sat in the bedroom earlier, and I was just going and having my little meditation, doing my little prayer as I do, and they were bringing it's not even a poem really, it's just a few words, and I feel that I need to give you a little bit of this. So this is what they wrote. Okay. Be the love, feel the love, see the love, know the love of Spirit, like a flower. Unconditional love for you with its beauty. As a flower blooms just like you, the beauty is shown to all. Spread your petals and aroma of love to all that cross your path. The flower knows if it helps one person, its job is done. If a thousand people, all the better. And that's what I was getting there, because they were showing me flowers with the petals, you see. So I felt that I needed to say that to you. I feel that I need to spread. Imagine that you're the flower and or the bird, and spread your wings, spread your petals, because I feel you've got a lot of love to give. Okay.
Yes.
In whatever it is that you're going to do, they've given me two boxes. Okay, so there is a choice for you to make. I've got a yellow box, which I feel is going to be very uplifting in whatever it is that you're going to do. As I'm opening the box, I've got quite a few different things in there. I've also got some exercise that's going to come in as well. So I feel I need to get outside, do a little bit of exercise if you're not doing it already.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Somebody's pulling a comb out. You know, like a comb to brush my hair. I haven't got any hair, so it's no good for me. So I've got a comb, and I feel I need to be brushing my hair. So I need to be doing myself up, or whether there's some work or something to do with hair.
Okay.
I do have a pad, and I've got some things to write down. So I do have a bit of a list that I need to do. And I need to work down this list one by one and tick them off, get rid of them. Once you've done them, put it to bed. Okay, move on to the next one. Okay, so that's your first box. That was interesting. The second box has changed now, because originally I saw it as orange and now they've turned it to brown. Okay, what have we got in the brown box? Oh, so we've just talked about flowers. They've just bought some flowers out of the box. So there's a little bit of a thing going on here. With this, I feel like they've slightly changed the choice, because the upliftment and everything and stuff to do with you and moving forward. And now they've changed the box from the orange to the brown, and they've bought the flowers out to get me outside and get that that connection with nature. Okay.
Yes.
And I feel that within that quiet, that to get that connection with nature, spirit are going to come in and start working with you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is it an Agnes or an A sounding name that's around you? I don't know whether this is, yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Okay, lovely, thank you. Alright, okay. And I've got, is that two or three? You just took up really quickly. I've got bells as well. I think it was two bells. Bells or three bells. And they were like your big brass bells. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, are you going to give us any more on the bells? I've just got these bells ringing. Have you got bells near you, churches that have big bells? I can't understand what the bells are.
Okay,
I've just got these.
That's okay.
I've just got these bells ringing.
I understand. Yeah.
Oh, as long as you understand, that's fine. That's cool, because
sometimes
it's not for me to understand what it is.
There's
just
a message, probably. It's in regards to the A name. We're going to hear a message pretty soon.
Oh, right, okay.
My should I share with you? I'll just keep on here with you.
Yeah, hang on a minute, and then we'll share in a minute. That'd
okay.
be cool.
Alrighty.
We'll see what else.
Thank you.
See what else they've got to say. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. I feel that because I'm being taken. I know we've already spoken about nature. I'm being taken to some kind of. It looks like a range, and I've got some mountains and stuff that are in the background. It's almost like I've got. It's a beautiful, picturesque background with a little bit of snow on the top of the peaks.
Mm-hmm.
And as it comes down, it's beautiful weather where I am there, because it's spring. It's not summer, it's spring.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got all sorts of stuff. I've got the crisp blue water of the stream that's going by. And I feel really calm and relaxed there. So even though you've had this upheaval of the moving and everything, I feel that even though I'm looking for this, a little bit of guidance and stuff, I feel I already know, because I'm calm inside. I'm quite, I'll go with the flow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
That's wonderful.
Okay. We're going to pull your quick card before you share with us. That'd be cool. Okay. Just to see if anything comes up in there as well. Right, okay, so your card this evening is Be Honest With Yourself. Look into your heart and you will know the truth of a situation. It's safe to admit the truth to yourself. for we will support and guide you through any necessary changes. Lean upon us for courage and the strength to take good care of yourself. Focus upon your true desires, and they'll come to you upon angels' wings. Okay, so this going out in nature, looking after yourself. They also talk about the changes that we were on about earlier as well, which is good. But yeah,
really spot on. It made a lot of sense. I can share through the first pressing one is my sister. I have a twin sister. Her name starts with an A, and she's going through some sort of tests right now. My mom crossed over in July, and since then my sister has not been feeling well. And now they're finally going to figure out what's wrong with her, probably within the next 2 weeks. So maybe that's what the bells are about. They're going to be telling us the message. And that's coming through. And that should I continue on?
Yes, carry on,
Okay. And in regards to the very first message about the unconditional love and sharing the love, I had a big discord with my siblings because I lived in the home where my mom was. I took care of my mom. I lived there for 22 years with my mother and my daughter, three generations under one roof. It was a very expensive home. And I took care of my mom during her last dying days here, and my siblings just wanted me out of that house so fast. So I had to go until the house is sold. And I'm living here with a very dear friend of mine. She's like an angel on earth. She has such a tremendous garden. It's like the secret garden. Wow. I've been a lot out in the nature, and I've been taking care of making sure that I go outside in the creative energy of God, just walking and recovering from all of that upset that I had from my siblings. But I've taken on the notion that, you know, as Mother Teresa would always say, do it anyway, love them anyway.
Yes.
So it's hard for me, but I'm that poem is fabulous, and thank you for that. And in regards to, I have a business in the UK, actually, and I have I launched it a year ago, and I'm not doing too well in the supermarkets, but I have my investors overseas that are helping me, and I have to be very courageous now, and I have to drive the brand. And it's about me. It's not about this one other guy that thinks it's about him. So I'm going to take the courage and make sure that it happens.
Brilliant.
So all of those things were really very spot on, and thank you. I know that when I am in the garden, spirit is very much around me.
Brilliant. Lovely. Well, thank you very much for sharing. It's lovely to get some feedback as well. You know, sometimes we don't get chance, and you know, it's lovely. Bless you for everything that you're going through.
Thank you. And I hope the bells are good bells, and they're celebration bells for my sister.
Yes.
Is that the kind of vibration that you got?
I was just getting these bells just going backwards and forwards, backwards and forwards.
Okay, yeah.
Backwards and forwards.
It's like liberation. Yeah, I get it. Thank you so much for your service.
Thank you for
and
calling.
And I know all about Lincoln. I know about Lincoln and that very steep hill you have to go up.
We almost ventured down it, but we didn't. We sort of went down one notch. We're like, nah, we'll go and get some dinner.
Right on. thank you. Well, have a wonderful rest of the evening, and thank you so very much for your service.
And you. Bless you. Take care.
Take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow, what a wonderful first call this evening. Good luck with everything, and we'll send some love and some healing over to your sister. So bless you. So we're going to move over to our next callers. In fact, we always go down the list with the callers. So 8224, we're coming up in a minute. 0031, then 130 and 3457. So good evening to Pug Mama. Lovely to see you in the chat room. Don't forget, guys, if you've got any questions at all in the chat rooms, just throw them out. You can chat amongst yourselves, or you can throw some into myself. and we can see what Spirit want to bring through with the angels. And we've got Tigger here tonight who's helping as well, who's sitting on my lap, and he's very comfortable. He's a lovely, lovely ginger cat, and he loves the energies, especially when I'm working. So he loves to just sit and look at the laptop. He might try and step on it as he usually does, but let's go over to our next caller. Hello there.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
That's all right. What's your name?
My name is Christine.
Sorry, Tristine or Christine?
Christine.
Christine. Hi, Christine. Lovely to meet
Hi.
You. Whereabouts are you from?
I'm from New York.
New York. Awesome. New York. I know a great song. New York, New York. Love it. I don't sing many karaoke songs, but a little bit of Frank Sinatra is probably about the only one I can do, to be honest. You know, I'm one of these people that I'm really, really good once I've had a drink.
I know a lot of people like that.
Yeah, that's good. How can we help you, Christine?
I was just wondering, I don't know if you, I'm not sure exactly how you work, but I was just wondering if you could pick up anything in terms of my career or love life.
Okay. Well, firstly, the way I usually work, because it changes with me all the time. I do lots of church services and centres and the demonstrations and stuff like that. And recently, Spirit have been changing things quite a lot. They sort of get you to a point that you get nice and comfortable, and then they start changing things. So it's really interesting. 9 times out of 10, they'll usually show me what they look like, and I have to describe that the best I can. But
okay.
as we've just found out, nobody really came through. So the angels were working with me, because I work with angels as well.
Okay.
So usually they give me some evidence of who they are and where they fit. Sometimes they don't tell me where they fit in the family. Sometimes that's, you know, a job for you guys. They can bring absolutely anything through. I'm like an open book. But obviously it's all done in the love and the light. So, and as I've been doing the show, I never used to ask questions, you see. I never used to say, oh, have we got anything on relationship? Have we got anything on this? I just left it up to them. But obviously doing the show now, it changes. So I just sort of go with the flow. So we'll see what happens. See what happens.
Okay.
The guy that comes in, actually, he's very much showing me his jeans, and he's wearing a light blue jeans. He's also wearing a shirt which is unbuttoned at the top, only a couple of buttons. So he would have liked to have shown a little bit the top of the chest, I should say.
Okay.
And he's making me aware that it's a really light coloured shirt with some brown stripes down it. He's making me aware that he's got a light brown hair, not blonde, but light brown, and it's quite wavy. And the way that it looks makes me, it's taking me back to sort of the 80s, the way that he's got his hair. I can't remember the guy now, it was on the telly. Do you remember Chips? The motorbike cop thingy, and there was the blonde guy in there. It was sort of wavy kind of hair like that, but not blonde. Okay, what are you going to bring forward for us, sir? Because he's not telling me where he fits in, so he's obviously to do with you. He's talking about the month of January that would be significant with you as a birthday, passing, or an anniversary.
Yes, it's my birthday month.
Ah, cool. Okay, sir. And he's also showing me it's either, is that, ow, the cat's moving, ow. Sorry, the cat's just clawed my leg. I can't quite make out whether it's a silver coloured vase or whether it's an urn, because it's a very similar shape. So I don't know if you've got a silver vase that's around, or you know somebody that's got some ashes in a silver urn.
I don't have a silver vase, but in terms of ashes, my grandmother, we did have her ashes, and they were spread.
Okay.
I didn't personally have anything to do with that, but my family members did.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. As long as you've had some ashes somewhere, that's cool. Okay, what else do you want to tell us? Ah, he's picking out some little pieces of paper. What's on these paper? I've got numbers on these pieces of paper. It's very random, right? We'll just go with it anyway. So he's picking out these pieces of paper that have got numbers on them, and it's literally just 1, 2. Okay, 1, 2. Right, 1, 2. What are you going to do with these now then? He's opening up and he's reading them, and he's going 1 and 2. One and two. Come on, sir. Actually, hang on a minute. I can't see where he's going with this. Okay, 1 and 2. Oh. Right, okay, so he's holding one in one hand and one in the other. So he is giving you a choice. Okay, first one. What's the first one? He's scribbling on the back. So he's drawing. He's doing like wavy lines down the back of his paper. So there's something that's very not that's not straightforward in the first sense. Oh, okay. Right, sorry. He's bringing it all out now. They do this sometimes with me. So, it was your job, wasn't it? Was the first part? Yeah, okay. So it's not very straightforward. You've got some work to do. I'm going to ask the question because he's not saying, "Are you working at the minute?" Okay, because something that's either you're not liking where you are, or you don't fit there. It's like I've outgrown myself. Yeah. But the next one's probably not going to be the one either, because I've got to go on a oh, it's like a bendy river. Yeah. I've got some work to do, and I've got to travel a little bit to find that beautiful spot where the water's going to be lovely. Okay, because nothing's straightforward, is it? Nothing. So, we've got a few curves to go around before we find that one thing. But each one that you do, you are going to learn lessons. Okay, you are going to learn lessons, and you have to do these to get to the one that you go to, that you're going to end up at. It's almost like relationships. Okay, we have to go through so many relationships and learn so many lessons to be the person that we're going to be, to have the experiences that we're going to have, whether we like them or not, to be that person that we're going to be when we find that almost wonderful relationship. Yeah? Okay. Okay, what else have you got for us? He's standing, he's laughing at me now. I can hear him laughing. Okay, because I've almost I've just explained everything about relationships as well within the same thing. but is there going to be anybody? Oh, he's not saying. Right. So yeah, it's down to these experiences that you're going to have. Okay.
Is there any clues as to what my next the position, the job position that I'm at right now is temporary. It's like a
Okay.
almost like a contract, 10 months type of
Okay.
thing. So that is going to be ending soon, and I'm just wondering what I should be looking for because I'm really starting to get anxious about where I
Okay.
should be going.
While you were talking, he gave me a 12, all right? So there must be a 12-month contract that's going to come as well. I don't feel it, I don't know if it's going to be with the same company though. They're not saying. I'm just getting a big 12. Okay. Right, they're not saying.
So another temporary, so look for another temporary.
Yeah, because I feel that you've got to go through one or two different things to learn different things, meet new people, have certain experiences. But go with what you feel, I can always say every messages or readings, sessions that we do, it's down to your personal responsibility and, everybody of what you do next, if you feel that something is right for you, if you feel it in your gut that that's the right and that's where you need to be at that time, do it. If you feel that it's not, don't do it. Okay, if you feel something's just not quite right, then it's possibly not for you. Okay, so always trust your gut, always trust yourself. Okay, right, let's have a look and see what we're going to pull out there for you as well. The gentleman shaking, oh my goodness me. The gentleman was just shaking maracas, right? And as he was shaking the maracas, I've cut the pack in half for you, and the card that's come up is the wedding card. Marriage is the union of two souls joined in love, mutual respect and commitment. It signifies a desire to deepen love over time. Your wedding day is a testament to your well-founded faith in love's power. Continually breathe life into that faith and love, dearest one. How cool is that?
That's very cool.
That is perfect. Absolutely perfect. So, have you been married before?
No.
No? Okay, awesome. Well, according to them, something's going to come. I don't know when, but with the gentleman shaking his maracas, he's obviously quite excited about something, and they've pulled the wedding card for you. Wow. Awesome.
So, the 12th, would that be, that was related to work? Correct?
Yes. Yeah, the 12 was related to work side of things. So I felt personally that it was like a 12-month, because you were talking about your 10-month contract, and straight away the big 12 came up in front of me. So look for that 12-month contract. You never know. It may be that you'll walk down the road and there'll be a company that's got 12, massive 12 written in front of you. If it has, go in and see if you've got any jobs going. You just don't know. You know, we have these little signs or big signs.
Yeah.
You know, always trust. Always trust. If you see that 12 somewhere and you feel, oh my goodness, I feel I need to go in there, go in. Go in and see what they've got.
Okay.
Okay. Brilliant. So what are you up to for the rest of the day?
I'm just relaxing at home with my family.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, say hello to everybody.
Thank you.
All right, and you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you, you too, and God bless.
All right, bless you. Bless you, take care.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Wow, awesome. What a lovely call. So we've got a few more people in the chat room tonight. We've got a few guests in there. 474, 476, 482, 494, 504. Mindy 3, hi Mindy. We've said hello to Pug Mama there. She's doing awesome as always. We've got readings for you in there. Hello. And Soul 11. Welcome everybody. We've got more callers. We're going to go to 0031 and then 130 and work our way down the line. Pug Mama, yes, I know something's coming for you. I'm not sure what it is, but I know that there is something there for you. So let's go to our next caller. Hello there, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
Very well, thank you. What's your name?
My name is Jennifer.
Jennifer, hi Jennifer, where are you from?
I'm from Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Awesome. Awesome. And how's your day going so far?
It's okay. It's not bad. I'm working, so I'm, you know, taking a break right now.
Brilliant. What are you working today? Oh, bless you. It's Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we send you lots of love for working on Easter Sunday, you know.
Thank you.
That's really good of you, really good of you. What can we do for you today?
Well, I would like to seek guidance of a gentleman that I had been talking to.
Okay. Let's see if we got anybody come through for you with this. Right. I have a gentleman that does come through. This gentleman's quite tall. He's got like silver hair going on. Come on. Cat's going off doing a runner. He's got silver hair. Okay. He's quite tall. He's about 5'9" in height. He's got quite broad shoulders. He would have wore like denim or like a dark leather jacket.
Mm-hmm.
He quite smart. He would always wore shoes or boots or something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's talking about leg issues. So I don't know whether this is with him or whether you get pains in your right leg.
Probably with him, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Come on, sir. What are you going to help us with? Right. Oh, I know you say you're working at the minute or you're on your break at the minute, but he literally wants to talk about that because he gets the feeling that you're not quite happy at work. You like it, but it's all right, but it's not what you want to do.
No, it's not what I want to do.
Yeah, okay. Cause I keep asking about the relationship, and he's going, I want to talk about this for a minute. Okay. He's okay. Things are going to change for you. Oh, I love going out in the future. Here we go. He's talking 6 months. He's going 6 months, right? 6 months. He's taking me straight to 6 months. I've got you with a beaming, happy smile on your face. Oh, and he's got love hearts around you as well. Okay, so is this the same guy or is this a different guy? He's not saying. So there's going to be some love around 6 months. So if you're talking to this guy at the minute, see how it goes. Take every day as it goes. I always say to people in relationships that are starting out is to obviously always trust your gut feeling, right? You're going to have whatever experience you're going to have with this person, okay? Always throw yourself in 100%. If you hold yourself back, you may not have the experience that you're supposed to have, whether it be 100% love or whatever it's going to go, because you've held yourself back a little bit. There's something about this guy's voice that clicks with you, isn't there?
Yeah.
Have you spoke to him? Yeah. Because I feel like I'm very comfortable with him.
I'm very comfortable. We were talking.
Yeah.
Talking and, I mean, texting, talking, text, like talking. Very comfortable
yeah.
with him.
Okay.
I'm very selective.
Yeah.
But I kind of walked into something that...
Ooh.
Shook me up a little
okay.
bit and pushed him away.
Okay.
And I don't think it's over.
Right.
But I know he's going through something
okay.
and I don't think it's even begun yet is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Okay. Have you talked about it since whatever it was? Have you
no.
had that No, you haven't. Okay.
No.
That's what I would do. Get the feeling of... Sit with yourself, first of all, okay? Because, like you say, it's still at the beginning. You're going to have whatever experience you're going to have with this gentleman. Whether you decide to move it on a little bit more or not. Or do you wait, be there for him as a friend, inverted commas, to help him go through whatever he needs to go through. Maybe something will blossom after that if you get sorted. Maybe not. Maybe it's just that you're going to be just friends on a friendship level. Who knows? He's not saying, but he is telling me about this love in 6 months.
Okay.
Okay. So, yeah, have a chat with him. Tell him that you're there for him as a friend, and if he's got stuff that he needs to sort out, be there and help him.
Is he done talking to me?
Has he done talking to you?
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
know. I don't know. He's not saying. He's just standing there. If you want to help, let him know that you're there to help.
I did.
Yeah, okay.
But we
give
didn't
him
talk
time.
About anything.
Okay. Give him time. You know, give him his little bit of space that he needs, and he'll get in touch if he wants to, you know. Send that thought out if you do want to help him. If it's meant to be, he will come around. If it's not, it won't. Trust in that.
Mm.
Yeah, trust in spirit. Okay. Just waiting for to see if he's going to say anything else. But yeah, just all I'm getting from this is just have that experience with him. I'm sorry he can't help me anymore. I'd love to tell you other stuff, but I can't make things up. I can only tell you what they tell me.
Gotcha.
So yeah, just go with the flow. See what happens. Perhaps give him a call, give him another text, and then leave it in his hands. Give him the choice.
I did. I wrote something very nice to him, you know,
okay.
And I'm leaving it in his hands.
Cool. Brilliant.
Excellent. I feel he's not done. It's not
okay.
done.
Okay. Okay. Good. If you feel it's not done, I feel there's something going to come from that, personally. Whether it's a friendship, whether it's a friendship thing or something else, I feel that it's not done there. Okay.
All right.
Cool. All right, Jennifer.
Thank you.
No problem at all. Sorry I couldn't help any more, but you know it is what it is, unfortunately. But good luck with everything.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right, and you take care. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Well, loads of stuff happening in the chat room tonight. Crikey, let's have a look at what we've got going on here. We're going to go to our next caller in a minute. We've got to get rid of the cat again. He's going all over the place this evening. Who else have we got? But Gemini Moon, hello, my lovely. Nice to see you. We've got Patty RH in there as well. And a few more guests. Welcome, everybody. So there's loads of little chats going on in the chat room tonight. We're going to go over to our next caller. And because we've got 48 minutes to go. Crikey, doesn't time fly when you're having fun. Hello there.
Hi, John. Thanks for taking my call.
That's okay, my friend. What's your name?
My name is Deep.
Deep? Hi, Deep. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Happy Easter.
And to you, sir. Whereabouts are you from?
I am from the southeast of UK.
Oh, in the UK. Awesome.
Yeah.
We've got somebody from the UK. Fantastic. Thank you very much for calling in. Sorry, did you say the southeast?
Yeah,
I'm in the Midlands.
Southeast.
Yeah, cool. I'm in the Midlands, in Warwickshire. So how's things with you then down in the southeast?
Things are all right, except Friday we had a typical British holiday weather.
Yeah, it was nice, wasn't
it?
And what's it down there like today? Have you had some of that rain today?
We did, yeah. It was raining, yeah. Cats and dogs since last night, yeah.
Bless you. We've only had a couple of showers here today, but when it did chuck it down, it proper went for it as well. So,
mm-hmm.
So thank you for calling in. How can we help?
Thanks for your radio show. I was wondering if you could provide some spiritual guidance with regards to a relationship with a special friend I have in mind, terms of what do I need to know from spirit about this situation and how I can move forward.
Okay. As you're talking about that, I've got somebody going carefully. I feel that I want to take one step at a time. Okay. Is this, you did just say that you were already friends with this person.
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's obviously why they want to take things carefully, because, you know, sometimes when you have that friendship and then obviously you, and then when you put in that romantic kind of thing, it's like the friendship, it can go either way, can't it? Because your friendship can either blossom into that relationship or it can ruin it a little bit, which is why they're saying carefully. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel, with them saying carefully, I do feel that if you are careful and one step at a time, things could blossom, because they're showing me flowers that are blossoming and blooming, okay? I'm not quite sure how or when you could do that, but trust in yourself, you know? Okay, sorry, I didn't get it. They're showing me the flowers, right? Flowers. Give us some flowers.
I did actually. So,
The
thing, yeah, I did. We were more than friends, and then she pulled back because she is with someone, so she's not ready yet. She's not happy with that person, but she's confused and she doesn't know what to do because she's been with that person for 6 years.
Okay, so that's why they're saying carefully. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Brilliant. Right. Okay, so they're still showing me these flowers. So there's something to do with more flowers that's coming in there as well. And there's that's why you've got to be careful because of the other bloke. Oh, blimey. Crikey. That's a right old love triangle, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear. Okay. I'm not getting much else apart from this being careful because obviously... you don't want to be sneaky about it, do you know what I mean? But they're not saying anything else. Come along, can we have some more help with this one? Please. Obviously she has to make that move. If you've already had the a little bit mm-hmm. of a thing beforehand, and she knows that you're there, okay? She knows that you're there. Just be careful with yourself as well and your own emotions, you know,
mm-hmm.
because we're all on the same journey, right? We're all on, you know, we're just all on slightly different paths at different times. Maybe you should just have that heart to heart with her and say, look, if you really don't want to be with this guy, don't be with him. You know, not for your sake, but, you know, as a friend, say to her, look, you know, if you really don't want to be with this guy, you shouldn't be with him. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And then be there for it as a friend. And if anything progresses after that, game on, you know. But, yeah, very, very carefully, be there for her as a friend. But, yeah, if she's not happy where she is, she's the only one that can do something about it.
Yeah.
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 Let's see if the cards get anything for you as well. I recognise your number that you called in on. Did you call in the other night as well?
I did. Yes.
I was just about to get to you as well, and you cut off.
Mm, it got disconnected.
Mm-hmm. Oh, never mind. Right. Okay. Let's see what the cards have got for you. Oh, okay. Right, family, it says it here, but I don't feel I should give you the family. Let's look at what it says underneath. It says, this situation is rooted in an emotional experience with a family member, right, which we can help you to understand and heal. In your mind and heart, surround this person, yourself, and the experience with calming blue light and many angels. Be open to the gifts within the situation and allow yourself to feel peace. Okay? So,
mm-hmm.
bring in the angels, okay? Get a little bit of quiet time. Bring in the angels, surround yourself and this lady, okay, and the experience with beautiful bright white light, okay? Throw some blue in as well with many angels and ask them to help out, and they will. You can ask your angels to have a chat with her angels, okay? To say, like, you know, to either help her decide what she wants to do or what's right for her at that time.
Yeah,
do
that.
You do that. Excellent. Oh, that's great. That's what they're telling me. You know, just keep doing that. And have a chat with her when you can. Yeah? That's the best advice that I can give you, I'm afraid, my friend. And obviously, with what the spirit have brought through, has tread very carefully.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, George. Thank you.
No, it's my pleasure, Deep. And thank you very much for calling back in, because, like I say, I know that you didn't quite get through last week, so I'm glad you've got through today. All right.
Sure, mate. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
All right, my friend. You take care. Good luck with everything. Let us know how you get on.
And you, cheers. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. Oh, bless him. Oh, what a tough one that is. You know, when you've got somebody that you've got feelings for, you know, yeah, fair enough. It didn't quite go quite right to start with. And then obviously she's got into a relationship with somebody for a few years, and she's not happy. And we've all been in a similar kind of situation, haven't we? Good luck to him. Good luck to him. I hope it works out for him. So, yeah, don't forget everybody as well. Yeah, you know, with things like that as well, if you've got, like, conflict with somebody or a situation or work or anything like that, you know, the angels are there to help us, and our helpers and our guides as well. And you can call them in and ask them, A, for advice, and B, for their help. You know, I've seen it so many times where you can literally just what we've said there. Okay, let's go for an example. I'm having or somebody's having an issue, okay, with a work thing, okay, and I ask my angel to have a chat with them or to have a chat with their angel to maybe smooth things over, this, that, and the other. And you'll be surprised. Just watch it unfold. It's really interesting, and it's great when it sees when you see it work. You know, it really is awesome. But if you don't ask, you know, if you don't ask these things, they won't help. Okay, so we're going to go straight over to our next caller because I know our next caller's been waiting for a long time. Bless them. So we're going to say hello. Hello. Oh, my voice is going.
Hi.
Hello.
Thanks for taking my call.
That's all right. I know you've been waiting quite a while, bless you. What's your name and where are you from?
Yeah, my name is Brandy, and my question was what if you could see any kind of love life coming my way or anything like that.
Oh, you've just said love life, and somebody's singing love, love. Do you remember Beatles? Love, love, love. I've got a great singing voice, haven't I? Love. Somebody's just singing that in the background. So somebody's very happy that's coming in today. Okay, let's find out who this is. I've got this really happy, lovely energy that's going on. I'm feeling female. I'll rephrase that. I feel that I've got this female energy that's coming in. Very happy, very jovial, likes to have some fun. Okay. She's not showing me what she looks like at the minute, so I'm just going on feelings with this one. She would have been one of these people that would have told you exactly how things are. You know, she wouldn't mince her words, but she loved to have a laugh. Okay, she loved to have a laugh. There's lots of love, as she keeps going on, love that's coming around you, okay, at this time. I feel that I need to be myself at the minute. Okay.
Yeah. That's true.
But I feel that you may have been told this already.
Well, no,
not
necessarily.
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Okay. Because I feel I feel this is the second time. So Spirit must be working with you and telling you to just be yourself at the minute. And it's like everything's going to fall into place. Yeah, because it's like I almost feel like I've told you already just to be yourself, but obviously I haven't. So spirit, obviously this lady is working very close with you, getting that feeling to sort of just be myself for a while, go with the flow, because I've got some stuff that I need to, as in I'm talking to obviously about you, I feel that I've got some stuff that I need to resolve within myself. Does
what?
That make sense? Let stuff go.
Yeah, I've been doing that for a long time now.
Okay, because obviously we're always releasing, but there's something else that's in the heart, and it's something to do with love that I need to release. That's the key, because they're bringing a key, and that's the key to it, okay? It's releasing some kind of love. I also feel that.
So it's like a new friendship.
Yeah, it's something inside you. Okay, there is some issues of love that I've had in the past that I need to get rid of before I can open the door. Okay, for a new love or the love to come in. I like the way they say the love.
Yeah.
Love it. The love. Brilliant. So,
but what you were saying earlier, is it like a new friend that's coming in? Like the girl you were talking about?
No, the female that's coming in is the female in spirit that's working with me to pass on information to you.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you meant it was like a new friend or something like that.
No, sorry. I should have explained, shouldn't I? No, it's the female energy is the spirit that's
got
coming
you.
Into work.
I got
okay.
You.
So yeah, rewind a little bit. Back to this female energy that was coming in, was very bubbly, liked to have a laugh. She would tell you exactly how it is, but she really enjoyed herself. Lots of love around you, okay? Because she's in spirit helping you to be you at this time, to help you release some love issues within the heart that are still in there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Once I've got rid of those, that's when the door is going to open, okay? Love was the key. Yeah, love was the key for the love, in inverted commas, the love, as they said, to come forth. Okay, so there's stuff to let go before I can move forward. And it literally is just around the corner, and it's like I feel like it's in front of me, and I can just grasp it, you know.
Yeah, I hope so. I've been going through this alone for like 7 years now.
Wow. Okay. Okay. But it is what it is. It's meant to be at that time. Yeah. Everything that we have, because obviously we're raising the vibration with love on this show, you know, and it is all about love. And getting connected with love itself is not as easy as it sounds, you know, to love or see the love in absolutely everything, from the air that we breathe, you know, the things that we have, the people that we have in our lives. You know, for those that just come in, teach us a lesson and go, you know, see the love of that lesson, whether we like it or not. Let's see it. Let's interact with it. Let's have that experience of whatever it is with love. And I feel you've got a whole... You're obviously over these years you're learning this thing and becoming more wiser, more knowledgeable about you and what you want. Yeah.
And, oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and the person that you are today is almost ready to experience that love on a personal level now with somebody else. Yeah.
Okay. Great.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see what the cards have got to say for you as well. Oh, I've got two cards for you because one of them's just jumped out onto the settee, onto the chair, because I'm in my rocking chair tonight. Is energy work. Life can be electrifying because its very essence is energy. Your body is a remarkable energy field that will positively respond to loving treatments. Your hands on your heart are activated to give healing energy to your loved ones and clients. So do you do healing work?
No, I don't, but I think I could.
Yes. Well, they're saying that you could. Have a look at healing, spiritual healing. See what takes your fancy, whatever you're drawn to. There's spiritual healing, crystal healing, all the different Reikis you can do, Shambhala, Yushi, angelic Reiki, all different kinds of healing that's out there. Have a look, and whatever takes your fancy, give it a go. Right, your card is innocence, beloved one. Everything is guiltless in truth, as no one can alter God's handiwork of perfection. Give us your feelings of heaviness so we can lighten your load. Give us any guilt, anger, or blame that may shroud your loving outlook. Enjoy the peace within your heart once more. Perfect. That's exactly what we've just said.
Right.
Absolutely perfect. So, you know, it's lightening your load, releasing whatever it is to do with this love that's being a bit heavy on your heart. And once you've got rid of that, you know, enjoy the peace within your heart once more. And that's when it's all going to start changing for you. Okay.
Okay. That sounds good.
Yes, very good. Very good. So, you know,
chuck
that positiveness out there. I'm going to throw you a big ball of bright yellow positiveness down the airwaves now. Okay, you catch that big ball of positiveness and keep it around you. Send it out in everything that you do. All right, go into the silence. Release. Ask your guides to come in and your helpers. Ask them to take you back to the time that you still got some work to do, and how you need to do it. They will help you and they'll guide you. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
No problem at all. Thank you very much for calling in. It's lovely to speak to you.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye bye. Cool. So we've got half an hour left in the show. We've still got a few more callers. For those that are joining us here tonight, welcome. It's Raising the Vibration with myself. My name's John. So I'm looking at the thing there. So I'm trying to multitask. When we've got Gemini Moon saying multitasking, I can't do it very well. Raising the Vibration with Love. My name's John Sabin. You can get me on all the W's, spiritualmedium.org.uk. My email is john@spiritualmedium.org.uk. You can get me on Facebook as well, which is John Sabin, Spiritual Medium and Healer, Twitter and LinkedIn and so on. The show is all about raising the vibration with love, and we love to help people out in the world with experiences that we've had, or what spirit and the angels wish to bring through to help, because we know that they love to help us. We just love to help everybody. That's what it's all about for me. And I was sitting having a meditation earlier on and thinking about different things. It was all about love. I don't know if you heard earlier on the few words that we brought out, which was, funny enough, it was perfect for our first caller. And it was about the flower and the love and the love of spirit. Imagine yourself being that flower, okay, when we're born with that little bulb. And then as we grow, okay, as we get older, we get that knowledge, the experiences, okay, throughout of our lives. And then we come to bloom and blossom, and the flower opens, the petal opens, and we send out this, at the right time, this love, okay, this unconditional love, whether it's to family, friends, people that we meet, you know, and we spread out that aroma and that beauty out into the world. And that's what we love to do, okay, even if it's just here on this show on a Sunday and a Wednesday. Don't forget, on Wednesday, everybody, we're going to have our special guests coming in every Wednesday to talk about what they do, and we're looking for, if there's anybody else out there that wants to join us, we're going to get Gemini Moon in one night, actually. Who's going to? I need to email you back, Gemini, so I'll do that, and we'll get you live on air as well. So we did have, Pug Mama. I know that we've got something for Pug Mama. So I've got this lovely guy that's coming. Okay, he's quite large in build. Okay, large in build, as I say, if I can say that very politely, a little bit of weight around him. He would have had darker hair when he was younger. He's got a lovely smile on his face, though. So let's throwing cards all over the place. I'm going to have to move the cat just for a second. Sorry, mate, because I've just thrown some cards on the floor over there, and they obviously jumped out for a reason. Oh, look at that. That's perfect. The two cards that have just come out is See Only Love. Okay, See Only Love. Look past the seeming errors, mistakes and misunderstandings, and see only the love within each person, including yourself. Your resolute focus upon the love that underlies every situation brings about healing in undreamed of ways. How perfect is that? And Pug Mama, the second one for you is, notice the signs. Yes, the signs you've been receiving are heaven sent. We drop feathers, coins and other signs upon your path to remind you that you're loved and never alone. So two beautiful cards there for you, Pug Mama. Absolutely fantastic. They were absolutely fantastic. Okay, so we do have a few more calls to get through for the end of the show. We've got about 25 minutes there was. Well, apparently there's some issues there with the sound. Blog Talk audio issues, no doubt. Yeah, on the odd occasion they do. You do have those little bit of a problems. Okay, so we've got Soul 1-1. The ones who I'm going to come through. My thanks. Yes. Okay. Soul 1-1. Let's. We've got anybody coming through. Oh, someone won. I do have this this guy that's coming through, right, is almost like a Merlin type guy, right? So this is obviously somebody that's working with you spiritually at the minute. Okay. Come on then, sir, what would you like to see? He's got a bag, right, he's got a bag, and he's getting crystals out of the bag. So I don't know if you've got a lot of crystals, or if you're thinking of doing some crystal kind of work, okay? I've got to give you some citrine. If you haven't got any citrine already, I do feel I need to get some citrine, okay? We've got another list coming out here. He's pulling out like an old scroll of some sort that's got like a list of stuff that I feel I need to do. He's got two ticked off the top. Ah, he's looking into, he's got something soul. It's like a soul retrieval or a soul connection or something or other there. But S-O-U-L, I know you've got soul 1-1, but there's a soul something going on there as well. Retrieval or connection, okay. He's also putting headphones on as well, so you obviously listen to a lot of music or something that's going on. What else have you got for us? A lot of magical stuff starting to happen around you. I've got all these little stars and twinkles and stuff that are going on in the room. Okay, so you must be seeing these stars and twinkles that happen around you in the dark. Okay. He's going back to this bag and he's pulling stuff out the bag. Okay, what else is in the bag that you've got there? Oh, he's bringing some cards. Oh, he's bringing cards out. Sorry. Wasn't quite getting it then. So let's just quickly get you a card. He's got a lovely... He's very sort of a high energy on this fellow as well. High energy. Oh, okay. So this is your card. Focus on service. Your soul desires only to joyfully serve and to swim in a constant stream of bliss. This stream continuously feeds you everything you need. Put your entire focus upon staying in the stream of giving and receiving in every situation and in all that you do. Okay? So I shall leave that with you, Soul 1-1. Bless you. What a lovely guy. Lovely energy going on there. Going to go straight over to our next caller because we're running out of time. Hello
there. Hi
there. How you doing?
Good, this is Susan.
That's lovely, lovely energy, lovely, lovely energy you've got there, Susan. How can we help you?
My daughter's here with me. Her name is Melissa, and she would like to know, because her and her boyfriend separated and they have a daughter together, and she's curious, like, because he's not, like, really being honest with her, if he's with this girl, her name begins with L, and if so, are they going to last?
Oh, that's a tough one. Okay, let's see if Spirit bring anything out for this one. I'm just getting this feeling in my gut that something's not right with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
I just get this really horrible feeling.
Something's not right with him.
Yeah, because I know you said that he doesn't tell the truth and stuff, and that's, I just get this feeling that he's not to be trusted. I haven't got anybody particular, I've got an angel that's coming in now. I get the feeling that is there another child in spirit?
Another child in spirit?
Is there a child in spirit? There is. Okay. Because he's holding a child in spirit as well. Okay. These children on earth and in heaven are taken care of. Okay. It's down to Melissa, obviously, what she wants to do. But if somebody is not being honest with her, would she really want to be with that person?
I want to know when they're going
to
break up.
She more or less wants to know whether, like, if he's going to try to come back with her, and if that other relationship is, if they're going to break up, or if they're even really serious.
Okay. Sometimes spirit won't give us the answer that we're looking for. Okay. And I don't feel that you're going to get that answer today. I can only tell you what they tell me. I can only pass on the information to you. Okay. Yeah. But I don't feel there's something quite right there with him. Okay.
Yeah. You don't feel like he's being honest about that? He says he's not. He's not seeing anyone, so.
Okay. I just don't feel I don't feel that he's telling the truth about a lot of things, you know. But like I say to you, would you really want to be with somebody that's obviously already, you know, lie to you and not be truthful to you? That's what I would say. Have a good think about it.
I know when they're going to break up. That's
she just feels very rejected because she can't, you know, plus she can't figure it out. She doesn't know what to believe and I don't know.
Of course she will. Of course she will, bless her. You know, and it's a traumatic experience, and you know she's got a lot of stuff going on around her. I would say to her, concentrate on herself, get herself sorted, get herself into a place of her, and feeling that love back for her.
Yeah, it's a little rough. It's kind of, I don't know why, like she just feels like this girl. She's a homewrecker, and she's very upset about it. And
such a shame.
Yeah,
such a
like
shame.
Someone
bless
with intention to do that. It's very upsetting to her.
It is, yeah. And I do feel for her. I really do, because you know we've all been through something similar in our lives, and we all know how it feels. You know, if we can just give that little bit of reassurance and a bit of advice, then you know, awesome. But try and get her to concentrate on herself, not to worry about what anybody else is doing. Look after herself, you know, because she's got her and the little one to look after. That's the main priority.
Yeah, so you really can't tell, like, if it's going to end or if it's just...
They're not saying. I wish they were. I wish I could give you something. But, you know, I don't want to give you false hopes or anything like that. I can only tell you what they pass on, okay?
How about how soon something will come into Melissa's life, someone? Maybe someone else.
Okay. Well, we can have a look at a card for Melissa and see what they want to bring through. Someone's saying steadfast. So I'm going with what we said earlier on, okay? To look after herself. She needs to look after herself and that child before she thinks about relationship. Because herself is the main priority. If she's not 100%, she's not going to be able to give, 50%, to a child. If she's too busy concentrating on looking for a relationship and stuff and not looking after herself and the child, things aren't going to work out, okay?
Okay.
Let's have a look and see what they're going to bring out. Okay. Exactly what I was saying just a moment ago, looking after yourself. Her body needs refreshment from oxygenated air generated by grass, trees, plants. She needs to look after herself. Spend some time outside near Mother Nature. Open the curtains and the windows to refresh her home as well. But it's all about looking after herself. And on the picture, it's the angel with the child as well. Okay.
That's a nice picture.
Yeah. Sorry?
Go ahead.
Whatever he's doing and whatever he's up to, do you know what? Let him get on with it. If he's going to come back, he will come back. If it's in the plan for him to come back, he will do. If it's not, he won't. But either way... Yeah, she needs to look after herself. Okay.
I think she really wants him back. I think she just wants to know if that relationship's going to work out.
Yeah, do you know what I'd say? I'd say let them get on with it. If it works out for him, leave him to it. If it doesn't, that's his own fault.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I would do, and just get on with my own life.
Okay.
Yeah, all right, bless you. Sorry I couldn't give you exactly what you wanted, but unfortunately sometimes it just doesn't work like that.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Bless you. Good luck, Melissa. Good luck. Thank you, Susan. All right.
Thank
bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, bless them. We've all been in a situation like that as well. And it's not nice, is it? It is not nice. Especially when there's kids involved as well. It's really not good. So yeah, good luck with that, Melissa. We've got Gemini Moon on there. Lovely comments, Gemini. But yeah, you know, it's one of those, if somebody's not being true to you, do you really want to be with that person, you know? And I say that to people as well. You know, if when I get into a relationship or you know, with somebody, you know, it's all about honesty and being trustworthy. You know, if you haven't got that or if you lose that, you know, that's it. I can't handle it. I'm like, do you know what? You made your bed, you lie in it. I'm off, you know, because there's a bigger and better world out there. You know, I just couldn't go back to thinking or looking over my shoulder all the time. And we've all been there. We've all done it, you know. And unfortunately, sometimes that's what happens. So we've got 15 minutes left to go. Doesn't time fly? We're going to try and get another couple of callers in if we can. Okay. Hello. How can I help you?
Hi, I still love
Hello.
Your accent.
Bless you. Who's this?
I'm sorry. This is Holly from Seattle.
Holly, how are you from Seattle? And you love the UK accent, do you? Okay.
Yes.
It's a good job you can't see me blush on the airwaves, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh,
I just was hoping maybe a message from friends or family on the other side or whatever you want to do.
Of course. Oh, it'd be lovely to work for you. We've had some lovely messages come out tonight as well. It's been really nice. So let's see who we've got here. Oh, this lady comes in. She's wearing this white dress, okay? It's only down to her knees, and it's very summery, very spring. She's got this lovely little white belt that's going on around her waist as well. She's got a lovely little figure going on here. She's got lovely dark hair, very wavy, very over the shoulders as well. So it's quite long, okay? She's got some lovely eyes. Okay, you're going to tell us whereabouts you're connecting in now. She wants to bring in, she's talking about February. So I've got to give you February as a birthday, passing, or an anniversary.
I'm not sure. February. My stepdaughter had a baby.
Okay, cool. Yeah. It's there somewhere. Okay. Okay, anything else you'd like to bring through there? Oh, okay. Ah, I'm feeling like, because they've taken me up a step, and I feel that I'm moving upwards, okay? Moving forward, onwards, and upwards, okay? So I feel there's like a step in something that you're doing spiritually, moving forwards. Have you moved into something new recently?
Not that I can think of right now.
Okay. Because I feel that I'm going up and forwards. Up and forwards. Right. Have you been noticing changes within yourself?
Yes.
Yes, cool.
Like, I want to eat naturally and homemade stuff and no more stuff from the grocery store.
Cool. Excellent.
Even bread. You know, even bread or anything, because you never know what's in it in the grocery store.
Ah, yes. So this is where you're advancing and with your working to start to work with your body now, so we don't eat all the rubbish, and they want to bring in the fresh fruit, the fresh vegetables, you know, the organic homegrown stuff.
Everything organic.
Because in everything that obviously we buy from the shops, that's done, it's got all different chemicals and stuff in it. You know, the love hasn't been put into the food that we eat nowadays.
Yeah.
And that's what they want you to do, is to put that love back into your body. It's you know, and it's like I'm detoxing my whole body. Yeah.
Yes.
So
I'm stuck on the water. Is there any water with no fluoride in it? I just want regular water with no fluoride.
There is. Do you know what?
We
looked at this the other day. There is. We have water filters over here. And we had the same question. Does the water filters that we use get rid of the fluoride? And the main brand ones don't. But there are some brands out there that do. So it's just a matter of finding. If you go on the internet, you will be able to find the filters that do reduce. I don't feel they get rid of it completely, but they do reduce the fluoride, because we all know what fluoride does and what it was put there for.
Yeah.
So, yeah, have a look. You will find one. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. What else would you like to say? There's stuff starting to, even though we're talking about this at the minute, there is stuff that's starting to unfold with you as well, because that's how I feel. I feel like I'm unfolding and I'm opening up. We were talking about flowers earlier and blooming and blossoming, and I feel that once I've got this love back into my body through the food, I'm going to start loving myself a lot more as well, and that's going to take me up and far doing different things. It's like I'm going to open up a complete new avenue.
Oh.
Okay. I've just drawn a card for you as well, and it's child. You care deeply about children and they readily respond to your love. All children, including your own inner child, require love, affection and attention. We can clear and open your heart and schedule so that you can give more time and energy to the children who need you, including yourself. Okay? That's wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's lovely. And even on this card here, I've got steps. And, you know, that the angel that sat on the sort of on the third step, and I just feel I'm just gliding up toward her to see her. Okay, so there must be some angel work coming in, angels working with you. That's lovely, absolutely lovely. Lots of grass around you as well. Are you spending a lot of time outside at the minute?
Oh, grass. I thought you said glass.
Sorry. Grass, yes. Green grass.
We have a large yard of grass.
Awesome.
Quite large.
Brilliant. And that's where I want to be. I want to be out there in nature, getting my feet really into that grass and getting that connection and feeling the love of the earth, you know, and the universe as all in one, okay, with this new purified body that I've got. Awesome.
Uh-huh.
Brilliant. So yeah, carry on with what you're doing. It's just you're going to have like a renewed life, a renewed passion with yourself and everything that's around you. And love every minute of it as well, because I feel you're really going to enjoy it.
Okay. Thank you
so
much.
All right. No, it's an absolute pleasure, Holly. Thank you very much for calling in.
All righty. Bye now.
All right. Awesome. What a great evening it's been. We've only got about 7 minutes left to go here tonight, so I'm not going to get through to everybody, I'm afraid. We might be able to get one more call in, maybe two if we're lucky. Pug Mama has said, Berkey and Pro per unit have optional special fluoride filters. Brilliant. Thank you very much for that. For everybody that's listening, the Berkey and Pro per unit have optional special fluoride filters, because it's so hard to get rid of the fluoride, you know. Sometimes I just don't understand why. Well, we know why, that they've put it in the water. I'm sure you've all read about the pineal gland and how the fluoride attacks it and stuff and keeps us docile, etc. And people don't want us to know who we are and what we can really do. And that brings me into the healing and stuff as well, because we are all healers. We are all healers. Even just if you see somebody that he's not having a good day, or, you know, just spreading that love, just even saying hello to somebody can brighten up their day. Even if it's just for a split second, it could change their whole day just by saying hi, or even sending a smile out to them. I used to play this great game where you used to just smile at random people and see what happens. And the amount of people that just couldn't help themselves but smile back, even though they might have a bit of a weird look on their face because they're thinking, is that complete nutter smiling at me? You know, it's just great just to send that little bit of love out, even if it's just a smile. And when you go into the shop as well, you know, the shop assistant in there, you know, that's what's working so hard, just to ask them how their day's going for a change, you know. It's really nice. So we've got a few minutes. We're going to try and get this final caller in. Hello.
Hi, John. This is Laura in New Jersey.
Hello, Laura in New Jersey. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thanks. What a lovely day. Have you had a nice day off today?
Yeah, it was nice. Happy Easter.
Yeah. Happy Easter to you, too. Did you get any Easter eggs today, or did you just do something nice, or nice little dinner?
Yeah, I went over to my family. It was nice.
Cool.
Very nice. Yeah.
Brilliant. Cool. Well, I've literally got a few couple of minutes I can spend with you before the end of the show. So how can we help?
I would like to know what you pick up about work for me.
Work. As soon as you say work, somebody's going different direction. So if you're working at the minute, it could be a different direction within that workplace. Or you may just feel like somebody else earlier on that you've outgrown yourself at that place. And I feel I should be doing something completely different. Okay.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Do you feel... that possibly you could be self-employed?
Well, I do contract work.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's typically what I do. But the only thing is I want to make sure that I'm buying a house in May, and I want to make sure that I'm going to be employed at least through September. I'm supposed to be, but you never know.
No, that's right, yeah. So with your contract work, have you got that sorted up until, is it like a length of a contract, 10 months, 12 months, or?
Yeah, it's supposed to go through September.
Okay, cool. Because I feel that's going to be fine, but I feel there's going to be this other direction that's coming in, okay? Something, they're showing me the light bulb moment, you know, when you have that ka-ching, and it's like, oh my God, what a great idea that is. That could work. I could do that, and I'm going to start looking into it. While I'm doing what I'm doing already.
When's that going to happen?
Oh, don't know. Who knows? You know, time and spirit, sometimes they don't tell us. Sometimes they'll give us a rough estimate on things. It's just one of those things. But it's going to happen, you know. It will happen. So when you do get this idea, it might just be that you'll see something. You'll think, oh, do you know what? I can do that slightly differently. But the way that they're giving me, it was that light bulb switch on. Light bulb switch on. So look out for that, yeah? Look out for that.
So it's still going to be around September though, John? Or do you think it'll be before or after that?
I don't know. They're not saying. I can't even see who's working with me. I've just got this stuff coming through.
I've got lots of stuff. I keep dropping coins around my car. I mean, I keep throwing coins.
Brilliant. Well, take them with love. Stick them in a little pot because it all adds up.
Well, I won't spend them though.
No. Yeah, no, don't spend them. Let's see what they've got card for you. Okay, so the card for you is joy. Joy is the highest energy of all. It's the magical sense that everything is possible. Joy springs from appreciating the gifts within each moment. Joy allows you to attract and create your present and future moments at their highest possible levels. Awesome. So, I feel I'm going to attract things as well. The law of attraction. You know about the law of attraction?
Yes.
Yes, cool. Bring in the law of attraction, okay? Have you read The Secret?
Yes.
Awesome. Excellent. That's what I feel I need to go back to. Go back to The Secret. Have another good read. Send out into the universe. Very simple. You know, the house, the job, the business, whatever it is that you want to do to move forward. And don't forget to throw in, I am happy and healthy.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, John.
Bless you. Sorry I couldn't spend much more time with you, but time has run out, I'm afraid. But thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, well, blimey, I've got like 40 seconds left to go, okay? So, guys, Wednesday night, I'm going to try and get a special guest here. Thank you very much for everybody coming and listening in tonight. All of our callers, we've had some great calls this evening. Guys, spread the word as well. Spread the word about the show. Get the link, spread it on your Facebooks and everywhere else so we can help as many people as we can, because we're all in this together, you know? It's not just my show, it's your show, you know? You guys that come and help in the chat room and stuff. Thank you very much. Love to you all. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll see you on Wednesday if you can make it. If not, we'll see you next Sunday. Bless you. Bye-bye.